All right, can I see a children's hands raised up if you are here? Okay. Children, that's good. Why children do you sit so far away? I thought you're supposed to be close to God. And so parents, next time bring your children close on the front seat. So they want to see, they want to experience what's going on here. When they sit down there, they don't have anything. They see all the back of the people. Okay? Because, you know, children, they deserve to be in front. Especially those, you know, they can pay attention or they can see what's going on with your practice here. So that they pay more attention to that. Okay? And so now, children, let me ask you, how many of you ever have a moment or a chance to watch a movie, Little Mermaid? Raise your hand. Okay. Oh, good. All right. So I have to go down here. I forgot about this side. This homily is for children only. Okay? So thinking like, let me ask you, okay, how Little Mermaid become mute? That she cannot speak. How? How? She lost her voice. How she lost her voice? Yes. Louder, okay? She won legs. And what she got, give that voice to? A little witch, a giant octopus? That's Father Ben thinking. She gave her voice to a giant octopus. Okay, because she wants a beautiful legs. And what happened after that is she become, you know, after she get the legs and she be happy with the prince, what struggle with the prince? What struggle? Kiss her. Okay, kiss her is the voice. So if you have speech impediment, kiss people so that you can get the voice back. Are you sure that is the thing? So technically, because she have no voice, she difficult for her to communicate with the prince, right? Even though they happy together, but struggle happened after that because she cannot communicate with the prince. That's what happened. And so, you know, this is when at the beginning of the Mass, I asked you to give thanks to God for the two very important organs in our body, is the ear and the mouth, so we can speak, we can listen, because that is two tools for communications, right? If we lack of that, difficult, especially nowadays we have sign language, especially we say, so you know what this means? This is heart. I love you. See that? Go home, practice that, okay? If you cannot say well, say, honey, I love you, okay? That's a good thing. Practice it if you cannot speak. But better speak than the just sign language, right? But in the time of Jesus, you know that the man who was deaf, naturally, I don't know, this is maybe a medical sign, whatever, but naturally the person who have problem with the ears, they always come with the mouth as well. So they go together. That's a bad bit. They're called double whammy, okay? You cannot hear, now you cannot speak also. But naturally come like that. But the person who cannot hear, difficult to understand from others, of course, because they don't know what we're saying here, and they use it to withdraw themselves and isolate themselves so that they're very self-esteem. They don't want to be part of the community, whatever, because they cannot participate in. You know, when I took one of my American friends back to Vietnam, you know what? And I want him to talk to our seminarians at the parish. And I observe him. You know, every time when he's speaking, our seminarians sit very nicely, quiet, but smiling. You know, not because they love what he's speaking, but because they totally not understand whatever. And so whatever, if you saw the Vietnamese, when you speak to them and they're smiling to you and say no words, that means not because your whatever you say, sense of humor or something nice, but because they be nice to you because they do not understand at all. Especially Father Ben, when you see me smiling all the time when you speak, you have to ask me right away, Father, can you understand it? But you know what? This is something that we can communicate, and we not communicate well, misunderstand what happened. That's why communication is so important with the ears and the mouth so that we can communicate well. This person brought to Jesus. He not coming to Jesus for help. But people have to brought him in. Because you know that how shy, how shame, how embarrassing, because he want to withdraw our community. But people have to bring him back to Jesus so he can heal, so he can communicate. He will be part of community again. So that is how important to us. You know, sometimes even though we can hear well, but with different languages, that's why we hard to communicate. And I can feel left out if I speak Vietnamese right in front of you, right? And so because you not understand at all. And so important to understand each other by communicating. So I have to learn. If I want to be a priest of that in here, I have to learn English. Because that is a special way to communicate the same language to one another. And so because of that, I have to train my ear, I have to train my pronunciation, everything. Remember, did you guys remember the first time when I celebrated my Thanksgiving Mass in here? Many years ago, maybe about 8 years, right? When I finished 8 years and after that, I stay here a couple of weeks, and after that, I come back after 3 years, I come back to St. Catherine, and one person come to me and say like this, Father Ben, I appreciate, you know, your English really improved now. I said, thanks be to God. I try my best. But you know what? Not only because my speaking is improving, but because your hearing also improving. Because you try to listen to me so that you can catch my accent. And so that not only my speaking improved, but your listening improved too. Thanks be to God. And if you can, right? If you cannot listen or even you cannot hear me well or understand me well, you have to pray because that is your suffering to bear. I have no way to help because my abilities just limit like that. You cannot ask me to speak like American, right? And so communication, like I say, that communicate help us to understand. But also, I not feel left out because I cannot understand whatever you say, okay? But also, if you not communicate, you cannot speak well enough, you become a joke for others. People can easily make fun of that. I remember when I was in seminary in California. You know, Vietnamese, we speak fast, especially the language. We speak fast like Chinese, too, you know? And hard for us to pronounce S and Z sound, S sound, whatever. And so one time, you know, I have the English teachers. Every time she correct me, I'm really embarrassing. Especially when, you know, when she stand next to me at Mass and when I turn up to her and say, peace be with you. And they say, no, Father, no, Ben, stop. Slowly. Peace is in toilet. You have to slowly. Peace. If you say, peace be with you, then you go to the toilet. You see that? I'm so embarrassing. So if you see that, when I celebrate, he said, like, when you celebrate Mass, slow down on that word because people will laugh at you. And so you see that I'm very careful when I'm saying, peace be with you. I don't want to curse people, right? So people will get angry with me. Say, what you say, Father Ben? So it's so easy like that to make mistake and misunderstand if we lack of two skills of communicating, listening and speaking. But more than that, Jesus not only healed the physical things, but maybe in our world nowadays, we need Jesus to heal our heart too. You know, people say that the language of love doesn't need to be different languages because the heart, they have their own, its own language, the language of love. But you just remember, to speak that language of love, you still have the skill of listening and communicate and speaking from your heart. So that I think the hearts have the ears, the hearts have the mouth to speak as well. In the world nowadays, they don't want to speak the word of love to each other. And they don't want to listen to each other anymore. especially from the heart. They want to left people out. We try to left people out because of that. Because our heart is so hardness, so that we turn ourselves away from others, or we turn people away from us, because our heart doesn't have the ears to listen to whatever the needs of the people, their suffering. Oh, our heart was impeded because we don't want to speak the truth in love, but we speak anger to each other. And so our heart was almost deaf, and our heart was almost mute for each other, especially for God. The word nowadays left God out in their life. That's why chaos, that's why it's messy. God is so lonely, you know that. God is so lonely. We not because God wants to isolate himself from us, but we are the one to isolate God out from our life, especially in our world. So the word of God is not fit with our world, so that we cannot communicate with God, and we don't want to, because we want to left him out of that. Look at our world, my brothers and sisters. And so we can say that God really, really was muted, or maybe was dead because of us, because we left him out. But now if God completely left out in the world, if we are ourselves as a child of God, we don't let him use our hearts and our hearts, our ears and our mouth of hearts to speak the word and to listen to the word of God to others, to share that word, that love to one another. God totally out. And so today we say that the Holy Spirit is the one who inspire, who renew the face of the earth, because he wants to renew, start from the heart. The heart will be on fire when he will hear the listening, or he will hear the speaking that we can share for one another from the heart. Let our heart for Jesus, let our heart welcome him back, so he can hear the moment that we cannot speak the word of love for one another. We cannot listen to the needs of others from our heart. Let him heal that first before we can heal each other.